loud and clear from the president yesterday, and he said, I can tell you informally, if they're not working through the night in Moscow now, they're not doing their duty.
Was he not on friendly?
Oh, no. We're going to get it.
Well, I think that was the way to treat this fellow. I mean, it was good to have Voronzov and Brezhnev surrounded in the little apartment to see me in operation, because they only had it from the other call. They had it from Gromyko. Now, Gromyko's seen it. But with Gromyko, that wasn't the case. Yeah. I had to lay anything out for him.
Dobrynin has
seen it. Yeah. Yeah, he's seen it a little. They got to know, Henry, that there's some steel here.
Voronzov said he couldn't have been stronger. I showed him the secret treaty. I said, now, I hope you understand the significance of this. It isn't just an obligation. It will completely defuse the Democrats because they are not going to attack their own president. So I said, when the president yesterday spoke of an obligation, he was speaking of a Kennedy obligation.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he wrote. He said, within an hour, this will be on Mr. Brezhnev's desk. I told him we're moving some military forces, but it will not be visible until Sunday night. So in effect, it was giving him a sort of a veiled ultimatum.
If Brezhnev does not have the good judgment not to push us through the wall on this miserable issue,
he'll do it on Saturday.
We just may as well forget the summit. That's the way it is.
Well, now, something that I have to do, Mr. President, I have to give the state a brief summary of these exchanges. Otherwise, they'll go crazy at the UN with this immediate tactical situation. And I can do it with Alex Johnson, and he'll keep it quiet.
What do they want to do?
Well,
what is the situation now? You're going to urge the Chinese to take action.
Right. What I think is that by Sunday, we're going to have a ceasefire, Sunday night or Monday.
The Indians will agree.
Yeah, I think the Russians would agree with us to call for one.
But the Russians, the ideal situation, the Russians agree with us, but don't leave the Chinese out and let me
know. No, I'm seeing them tonight.
Then you've got to sell them on the idea so that they don't attack us for joining the Russians for ceasefire.
No, because we got Yaya. What we are proposing to the Russians, Yaya gave us. See, I got in touch with Yaya yesterday after you had talked to Matsukevich. I sent him extracts from the Brezhnev letter. I said, now, here are the pros and cons. We know what the Russians are after. On the other hand, the basic problem now is to preserve your army. This may be a way of doing it. We are saying this as a friend. We're not pressing you or urging it. What do you want? Now, he came back with a formulation, which is very close to ours, and which is very close to what we can live with, and I've now given that to the Russians. We've paid him the way he gave it, saying we're willing to support that. I didn't say it came from Pakistan. I said, that's ours. It's very close to what you said to this fellow yesterday. Because if I had said it came from, I said, we'll support this with Pakistan. Now the question is what they're going to do.
Now the main thing is to keep state the hell out of the act now in the UN, right?
Yeah, but that's the only way I can get that done is to tell Johnson I'll just cool it.
And you're going to tell him we're talking to the Russians?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to tell him?
That's right.
Are you going to tell him we're going to talk to the Chinese?
No.
Don't tell him that, fine. But we're talking to the Russians and I got this, okay, fine. And we want to handle it on that basis. Now Rogers is going to get back tonight.
He's going to raise hell, but that's going to be too late.
Well, raise hell what? On ground?
Well.
What's happened? Did he raise hell about it?
No, nothing. And it's great. It all happened while he was gone.
Well, that was good. That was the point. That's the reason I've been pressing to get it done. Yeah. I don't want to have to explain it all to him.
So we can put it all on the basis that he was gone, and we didn't trust anyone else to know. And I got Alex Johnson in just enough so that he can control the situation while Rogers was gone. So I think this will work well.
Packer believes 77.5 is the number
control.
That's right.
But he's done that before, though.
No, he's had to talk to me about it. You were not there, but he's had to talk to me about it the other day. Said I've 765, and I said, now is this all clear? And he said, yes.
Well,
see my point? Sure. I said, okay.
Schultz clears it at the wrong level. I want Laird's enthusiastic support for you, Mr. President. Doesn't do us any good to browbeat Laird, which is what Schultz wants to do, and have him leak all over the country that you screwed defense.
All right.
I don't know whether you agree.
Seems to me that 77.5 is the number. We've got to say that from a political standpoint, it's pretty well set up in the sense these conservatives were coming in here today. If we get with you, this will be a signal to them. If you go to 76.5, Packard thinks 77.5 has to be the number. Defense has not got it on the record, and that's that. In other words, 79.5 in terms of and 77.5.
It's not really necessary because the items they're protesting are not good items, but I frankly feel, my experience with Laird, I am satisfied with the Schultz budget, and we worked hard on it. But if you feel for I think
we have to do something big. I don't want him to catch me. Now, how could you handle this thing before he prints?
I'll just tell him that you accepted that I was unbound to. I'll support Laird with Schultz. I'll say it's my judgment that Laird is right.
You say these conservatives have come in, that we got this thing, and that we're going to buy one heap of trouble. We just got to take the 775 and figure rather than the 76.5, or Ray Cooper can tell how to okay. But would you take the heat on it?
Absolutely.
I don't know. No, I'll take the heat on it. Now, in the meantime, there's nothing more we need to do on any facts. I don't want to be caught in any sort of progress on this now. I want to go up to Camp David tonight and study the materials for tomorrow. We have some reading materials.
Yes. When are you coming back? Or you're going from there to the plane?
No, I'll come back here Sunday morning.
Yeah. I'll have it for you this evening. This afternoon.
Yeah. Well, I don't need it. Well, that's fine. Any time. It's just some talking, some papers. But I don't actually need it for tomorrow noon. It's plenty of time.
All right.
Could I suggest that you talk to?
I'll talk to Rogers.
Well,
there won't be. I don't think there'll be a
problem. After all, tell Rogers we told talk to the Russians, and we're talking to the Russians. And he just got to stay out of it, that's all. That what you're trying to say? Is that what you're reading?
No, by tomorrow, they're thinking we'll be so much in train that there's nothing left to do.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Unless the Russians just come back to the hell no. Okay, they may have to talk to the Indians, you see. What can the Russians do, though?
I think if the Indians are obstinate, the Russians have a hell of a decision to make whether to kick us over for for the Indians.
That's
right. Well, then we just go the other then. If they're willing to do that, Mr. President, then we know they were never going to pay a price for any of our elections.
That's right.
And we might as well know that.
That's right.